Approval of minutes September 4th.
Second.
Was there a second?
Second.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries. Marie, please.
Good morning.
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 All right. So the first thing to do is I'm asking for authorization for a public hearing on the 8-year review of Agricultural District 2.
Motion.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries.
Second item, authorizing a public hearing on the 8-year review of Agricultural District 7.
Move it.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Carries.
Next item, authorization to, extend the year contract for the coffee cart. We started that last year at this time, and so it's gone through a year. And I emailed Dwayne Arnold to see if he would like to continue that, and he said that he would.
And we've contracted with Big D's. It was right before COVID. We contracted with them. They shut down their operations during COVID because not many people were in the building. They got it back up and running beginning of last year, and it seems to be going pretty well. So
the employees happy with it?
Yep. And it's a weird thing, but just so you all know, in case it comes up in conversation, I think we mentioned it last year that the equipment over there, all the stainless steel, all that equipment is owned by Big D. So, and that's always been the relationship that we have, that the vendor owns all of the equipment. So typically, if we've had 3-4 vendors in the years I've been here, they'll sell that equipment to, if they want to get out and do something different, they'll sell that equipment to someone else who will then contract with us. But should Big D choose to stop at some point, that's their equipment.
So Big D is Dwayne.
Dwayne.
D for Dwayne.
Yep.
Gotcha.
That's good, Hilton.
Didn't know that.
And he has a storefront down on Liberty Street. So if you like wings and pizza, especially, go down there.
Is that Big D's too?
Mm-hmm.
Motion.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries.
And then I just had one last thing. I'm working on an RFP for the transportation services. It's something that the FTA wanted during our triennial review from last year. And in addition, First Transit, now known as TransDev, their contract ends out at the end of the year. So it looks like Matt Souza may have started one in 2022. So, and I have some examples from our DOT contact. So I'm working on that. We'll be working with purchasing and sending that out. So I just want to give you a heads up of that. And at the same time, I don't think there's really other transportation providers out there, but we still have to do it.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Building and grounds.
Are they coming?
Morning. Got one item, requesting authorization to amend contract with Eastern Security to add to the Bath, Corning, and Hornell Community Services to our contract for, this is the monitoring of the panic buttons. It's going to be an additional cost of $503.40 for each location, bringing the total contract cost up to $2,481 for the year.
Motion.
Second. Got a second? Any further discussion? So you said this is panic buttons?
Yeah, these are the panic emergency buttons if there's an incident over there where they need law enforcement dispatched. They're at certain locations and desks and so forth.
Okay. All in favor?
Oh, so I have a question.
So what did the, what does this company do? It monitors, you said, but what?
Yeah. So if it, yes, Hilda. So if it gets triggered, you push the button because Jack's coming in upset and they'll dispatch to 911. Then 911 dispatches. And it's all in seconds. Real time seconds.
They do work.
Yeah. They're pretty responsive and these folks are affordable. You guys approved the contract for, community services originally to get them installed. They've been great to work with. They've been here since we've been dealing with Eastern since Bill Partridge days. So
what happens after you push the button?
It goes to 911 through a call center or call service, automated, I think, and then triggers whatever needs to be, whether it's fire, law enforcement, both emergency, you know.
And I believe over here, if there's law enforcement presence, so like county office building security is notified at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, somehow they actually trigger from the 911 center to the sheriff's troopers automatically, because I actually pressed one just to see how fast it would work. And it was on a trooper's screen within seconds, you know, just because I wanted to test it and I didn't want them to know I was doing it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we did it having Tim know from 911. So instantly he could tell him it wasn't an emergency, but we just wanted to see how fast it would work. And it was.
Yeah, it's quick.
Oh, any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Carries.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Jack, nothing? Motion to adjourn?
No, I have a question for new business. Wayne Wells keeps coming in with all these questions on the PFAS, and it keeps getting pushed month after month after month after month, and nobody's answering anything. We're never having any discussions, and I'd like for us to address this issue at some point in time. It is an issue for this county.
Oh, it's definitely an issue. Is it appropriate for us to discuss it?
So we've talked, Ms. Lozo and I talked about it with Craig after the last legislative meeting. I think certainly, again, because the county doesn't have any regulatory authority over this, your actions are limited, but you certainly, if you chose, could consider a memorializing resolution to DEC or whomever urging, you know, we talked about, is it urging, adherence to similar standards as Maine and Michigan, you know, something like that. So it would be more of a memorialization, but it would be a sense of the legislature should you choose.
I'm in agreement with that.
So, I'm questioning. So, Wendy, do you have? So, Wayne has been talking about this for years. So, back when we were in the other building, he was talking about it, and it's only gotten worse, obviously, because what he said is coming true, right? So, do you have suggestions other than the memorialization? I mean, that doesn't really do anything. We know that.
It may not do anything, but at least it's going to show that we're hearing them and it's a step. It might only be the first step, but you have to take a first step to take a second step.
So you think that one, that's a good step? Because
at least
it affects you mostly.
It affects me mostly right now, but that could go throughout this whole county. Yes. You guys are talking about bringing somebody in to do a 30,000 video clip about why it's great to move into Stumen County, and they can show all the great about it. And then you have places like this, and you cannot, if people want to come in and they want to buy farmland, some of that farmland is already contaminated enough. They can't do what they want to do on it. And I sent you guys all that article that's already showing it out in the West. So yes, this is something that's going to affect the whole county eventually, and we need to do something.
Jeff,
do you think if we did the memorialization and sent that to DEC, that it might spark a thing for DEC to come in and give us a talk, even if it was like at a chairman's meeting or something?
Or we could ask them.
We could request. My sense, just guessing after dealing with some folks, is many, unless it's blessed from the highest levels of Albany, they'll be reticent to go on record
talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Challenging them.
I think the other issue
I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead, Carol. You started and then I'll go.
I think the other issue we have to be concerned about is our water contamination, because, mm-hmm. you know, that's going down into the aquifer, that, you know, if anyone is using their water.
There's a lot that have to buy water because they can't use their water. They can't use it.
So with that, oh, sorry, Kelly, sorry.
Well, my first question is, I agree with Hilda that memorializations don't really do anything, but it is a first step.
Yeah.
So I am 100% supportive of us doing that. Who would write it? And the other question I would have is, if we can't ask DEC to come in, can we ask somebody else to come in and give us more education on it? Whether it be, I mean, you could really stir up a hornet's nest and have Cornell come in and Casella's and let them duke it out. I mean, why not? Let's get this issue out in front of us and really start pressing the issue. If we don't press this issue, it goes nowhere. And I also agree that it might not be my problem now, but it's going to be my problem and all of our problems at some point in the future.
To answer your question, so it would be probably a combination of us writing it.
Okay.
Which is no problem at all. And yeah, you could choose to have whomever you'd like to come in. I would say if you do, is have a cross section, you know, of stakeholders. If you want to examine that, and hearing that out, you know, is certainly, you know, your call and however you want to handle it. The challenge that we have is you'll get feedback and we have no regulatory authority to change something. But it would make it more of a public dialogue, I guess.
I think the public dialogue is critical. Number one, number two, I like the idea of a cross section. Number three, if we did that, say at a chairman's meeting, would you be able to invite someone like a Wayne Wells to at least listen to it? Can we make that chairman's meeting public so that people can, I know you don't want to, but.
I think you'd be better off.
Well, Suzanne came.
Yeah, we'd have to call a special meeting of probably this committee.
And then yeah. The public would
then
be
it
invited.
Could then it'd well, be a be regular fabulous. Public meeting.
Okay.
The chairman's meetings aren't closed.
Well, yeah.
So Cornell Cooperative Extension.
I was never aware that we limited anybody from attending that. I mean, they're just normally educational sessions.
They are. They're essentially working sessions that we publicize, but we don't publicize it as a public meeting because you're not taking action. So it is publicized, but it's that quasi kind of informational session.
So Tess is here, but I was suggesting that Cornell Cooperative Extension, I'm sure, has, or the actual university must have some people that can talk to us.
I think if you're looking at that, I think it's probably first working with Tess to see Cornell Cooperative Extension, Farm Bureau, you know, and then I think those would be the first steps to see if there are folks that can speak to the science, the regulation, those sort of things, but also the farmer perspective. You've heard a lot of the homeowner perspective. I don't know who else we would get.
Larry Schillings from Casella would have no problem coming in. He's very open about coming to town board meetings. And
Yeah. Yeah.
Dan was here talking from their association. They have a group, right? Not Dombrowski, but.
Oh, the water tester?
Yeah. She came and spoke about all the research they've done already. Mm-hmm.
I also know that the assembly up in New York State, they've tried to bring this to the House up there, and it's gotten pushed off too. So if we start to stand up as a local political organization saying, hey, this is concerning us, it may give the people higher up that are concerned about it a little bit more oomph too, and have their public constituents call them and say, hey, we need something done, and put more pressure. It has to get out here. And the PFAS, if you guys really look and listen to a lot of the news, it's becoming more prevalent. There's actually commercials from lawyers on TV now about suing for PFAS. So this isn't just a fly by night thing. NYSAC, this is happening.
NYSAC must have something.
I've talked to Steve Aquario about it. They have it more from the cost of local government, because unlike us, there are many counties that own and operate wastewater treatment plants, and PFAS is creating, just like what you see happening at Bath Gas and Electric down the street, significant investments in the technology and facilities to treat wastewater. So you see it from that standpoint from NYSAC. I can talk to Steve about the other standpoint, but I would agree that, you know, a memorialization that is sent to, like we normally do, the governor, the majority and minority leaders of the Senate, the Speaker of the Assembly, those sort of things, it'd go, that's one that we'd probably list, like we do a paragraph long of the people in Albany that it goes to. With that, is there a sense of how you want to memorialize? Is it to memorialize DEC to review, adopt Maine, the Maine model, the Michigan model, those sort of things? Or how would you like us, because we can start drafting that for next month. How would you, is there a sense of how you want to memorialize?
I'm not, me personally, I'm not 100% sure, but I do think that they should at least go by what the EPA standards are at this point in time, because they're much more stringent than what New York State standards are.
Okay. We could, that gives us something to.
And then look in reference, if you have to, the other states that have already done, and reference even some of these articles where it's showing that the farmland is not usable anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's information out there.
Yeah, we can work on that.
My opinion. I don't know what
yeah.
No, I agree.
Well, I think we need a cross section of information from various people. You know,
would you want to memorialize
scientific and
yeah? Would you want to memorialize? You want us to prepare a memorialization for next month and then talk about, you know, that public information or special meeting of AIP in the meantime, or do you want to do that first?
I'd have the meeting first.
Yeah. I do the meeting first. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then what I'll do is work with Tess when we're done here, see what we can put our heads together and keep the chair of the committee apprised and kind of go from there.
Marie's going to say something.
Sounds good.
I just had a couple comments on that. Because we've received land use laws regarding the PFAS and spreading of biosolids in those townships. One of the things is both of those laws reference CycloPure, a lab. And if you check the CycloPure website, it says right on there, these results are not to be used for government use. So that's one of the major issues that I have with those local laws. In addition, you might want to invite New York State Ag and Markets. But ahead of that, they're right now, they allow the spreading of bio sewage or biosolids on farmland as an acceptable agricultural use or practice. So it's one of those, you know, I think it is becoming more prevalent in the news. At the same time, when you look, PFAS is in everything. I mean, we're touching it probably right now. So it's difficult when I read those local laws that I'm like, wow, this is like way above me. So I feel like such a little person going, what can I do? Maybe the memorialization, but I think it's a much bigger issue than beyond us. And I think the DEC and the EPA, need to be part of that conversation, because when you, I believe the gentleman from Dixon, you know, he's like, we're below the EPA and DEC acceptable standards for this. So they're testing, they're doing that, you know, so that's, you know, and that's just what I'm being told by them. I haven't seen the actual things. And I am one too, that definitely I will search again, but I prefer to find journal reviewed articles, not just Bob's Ag Blog or something like that, just because you know that the research is out there. It's been a little while since I've looked out there. I also look to see about toxicity of the solar panels. There's very little out there because it's not old enough. Probably PFAS is probably older than the solar technologies. So that's why we're finding out that it's more. And, you know, at the same time, with the townships that have tested, what if we test, you know, if you test in Bath and test the local, you know, is it going to be the same amounts? Is it a countywide issue? And maybe just because their wells are tested more often. But the big thing on those local laws is Cyclopure is not for government use, they say. So if they found a government, I guess, allowed lab, certified lab, then that would be helpful too.
Yeah, maybe we might be able to incorporate, I mean, Marie brings up a number of good points. We might be able to incorporate some of that into the memorialization language for DEC. But to tag on to that, Marie's in his work with Jen and Craig and us, she's in a difficult position when it comes to these local laws, excuse me, from the towns, because many of the ones and we've been involved have procedural flaws that puts her in the position to have to say, you need to list DC Ag and Markets, the others as interested parties in your documentation. So we don't have the say to reject their local laws, but Marie under state law has to provide guidance from the county. And then sometimes that's, you know, drawn the ire of Mr. Wells and other homeowners, but Marie's just doing what laws and regulations say in terms of the review, and they have the ability to override with a supermajority vote, and 3 out of 5 is a supermajority by nature on a town board. So just to put that in the back of your mind too, that Marie's still probably very likely going to be in a tenuous position with this because she has to perform her duties under the law. Her current regulations, however good or bad they are. So just want you to, that's really our formal involvement in any of these processes is that.
Jeff.
And that's where I would agree with what Marie's saying, is it's a huge problem, but looking at it from their standpoint, they are under the levels allowed by DEC, because we have the same issues, you know, in our landfill in East Campbell. You know, people will come and complain about certain things, but, you know, they're under, you know, when they used to take drill cuttings and stuff, they're under the levels allowed. So it's, you know, it's not like we can change the allowed amount, but we can just,
yeah,
try to initiate DEC to take a better look at it.
Yeah. Hold their feet to the fire on some of these things. Yeah. And we're not ignoring it.
That's the whole point though. I'm not out here to have the county put a law out saying no, but we need to acknowledge that this is an issue. It's going to become a bigger issue, and the PFAS are bad. And the federal government's actually starting to take steps. They've outlawed certain PFAS chemicals throughout the years, but guess what? They're still in the ground. What's there is still there.
That goes away.
And we have to take a look and at least get that baby step to get something moving.
We joined the class action lawsuit, didn't we, like 4 months ago?
Yeah, so that was relative to the production of, and it's the 3-4 main producers of goods that contain PFAS. And that was, to the earlier point, from NYSAC's focus, specifically related to water treatment facilities, that an increased cost to government is being generated by manufacturers. Mm-hmm. So that's the angle that they have taken. They have not taken, it'd be a private action in other ways, or I guess, you know, a class action on municipalities on behalf of all, like we do for opioids and things like that, theoretically could be initiated, but I haven't seen anything like that. It was specifically focused on these manufacturers are developing these products, which are resulting in increased costs for water treatment.
Okay.
Anything further? Brent?
Yeah, from past experiences, town supervisor, I found out a local municipality cannot enact laws that are more restrictive than what state agencies' regulations are. And that's frustrating at times, especially in a situation like this. I don't know how the local municipalities in Steuben County have been able to do that. Perhaps at some point their laws will be deemed illegal.
Well, candidly, that's why that was our discussion with Marie in her review, is that's why DEC, Ag and Markets need to be listed as interested agencies, because they are the regulators. Yes. Who have that power of law. So they are by nature interested agencies to review that, to see that if there is an issue with that exact thing. And they did not have that in their original. Marie noted that. I'm not sure how the final turned out, but that's exactly why you have to include, for better or worse, you have to include the state agencies that regulate these things, because it's the same. We cannot, county cannot adopt laws that are more stringent than state law.
And I think, unfortunately, people don't understand that.
No.
Having said that, though, I'm in total agreement with Lenny that we need to start somewheres on this.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then we'll get together with Tess. We'll stay in touch to start with a meeting or mm-hmm. multiple meetings if mm-hmm. if you need, and kind of go from there.
Get a better education on this.
Okay. Yeah.
Do something.
Good job, Wendy.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? We're adjourned.
Good job.